Sounds like a lot of little elves are running around the studio right now. Welcome back to Gwen and Chris. There he is! That voice.
I love this music.
Is this?
Is this the everyday intro music?
No, it's just
holiday
season.
Because you're here, I think.
It is now.
Tony, Chris, how are we doing?
Randy Jones right
fine,
there.
RJ, fine.
It's great to see you guys.
I like the way you said it, Tony, Gwen. Padre Royalty is in studio here this afternoon. Welcome back to Gwen and Chris, 3:36 the time. We will talk plenty more football. In fact, Chargers have a big one on Saturday against the Baltimore Ravens, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But Padres are doing something for the first time ever. In January, Randy. First time ever that the Padres have done this. I like this. I know the Yankees have done this for years and years and years because Kramer went to one of these in a Seinfeld episode. And I think got into a fight with Joe Pepitone. Do you remember
before.
That one?
Yes. Yeah, love
I think
it.
He got in a fight with Joe Pepitone. So tell us a little bit about what's coming up because, I mean, Padre fans, you're going to love this.
January, actually 20th to the 26th, we're going to have our first Padre Fantasies Camp at Peoria. Right there
at the
facility,
complex.
At the complex.
That's sweet.
And I'm really excited about this. You know, we've had some partials and participated in some 20 years ago, but this is the first one that the Padres have actually done. And ownership and everybody's really kind of excited about getting these going. And so are all the alumni and the coaches and stuff. These are a lot of fun.
It's a lot of players are there, right?
You bet. Right now I've got, John DeAquisto from the old days. Freddie Kendall, one of the original Padres from 1969, will be joining us. I've got Trevor Hoffman. I've got Gary Templeton, Andy Ashby, Steve Finley, Mark Grant, Mark Loretta. I've got a lot of guys coming over. You know, we're going to be the coaches, managers, and have a little draft probably Monday night to choose our teams. And we go through the whole nine yards, man. There's a lot of games to
you
be
mean,
going
we actually
on.
Have to, if you go to the fantasy camp, you got to suit up and play?
You suit up and play. Hey, you go through batting practice. We do the whole thing,
the
man.
The whole nine yards.
I actually had a chance to participate in my first one this last offseason with Milwaukee. They've been doing it for at least as long as I was a Brewer, you know,
right.
2003, I know they were doing it then. And it's a lot of fun, man. If you have a chance to come to this fantasy camp, please come, because not only do you get to hang around some of the alum that's been there, they're your coaches. They run you through it just like a regular spring training.
That
I
is
mean,
right.
this it is the real deal.
Yeah,
really?
So like if you get in trouble, like if I'm pitching and I get in trouble in the top of the first inning, which is likely, you're going to come out to the mound and just give me the hook.
I'll come visit, then I'll hook you. You know, if I have to.
Well, and that's the thing is that these gentlemen who show up to this, they are really competitive. Like if they feel like you're hurting the team, they're going to be telling the coaches that you get both of them.
But you know, the great thing is we're right there in the big league clubhouse. You get your own uniforms; they'll be all dialed in. You have your own locker.
Awesome.
You're going to spend the week there, like from 8 o'clock in the morning. We'll start with breakfast and all the meals right there at the complex.
Is there a medical training staff there as
you
well?
You betcha.
There better be one of those.
So it's the real deal.
That's the first person we call.
What are the ages for the people that
you must be 25 years and older?
Pretty much.
And we got plenty of room right now, so I wanted to reach out to everybody. If you're looking maybe for that last-minute Christmas gift to that baseball fan, you won't find a better one than this one. You talk about memories and the stories that go on.
Oh.
And we know a little bit about it, but I have a feeling that the Moon's probably going to be one of our headquarters to have some meetings after we get done.
Yes.
Maybe a couple of beers, some
libations.
Oh,
you mean when the games are over, you don't just send everybody home?
We hang out.
We actually do it the big league
way.
It's
the real big league experience.
It's the real big league experience.
And seriously, it really is.
I don't know about the new experience, but I know when I was playing, that was the experience.
That's the experience. Yeah.
Now I've got an idea, though. You know, see, being the commissioner kind of I am in the alumni and coordinating, I honestly need one more coach. So here's my proposal, gentlemen. I'd like to get Tony Gwynn Jr. as one of my coaches to come over.
Okay.
And to do that, because I know we have obligations from 3 to 7. I understand that.
We definitely have those obligations.
And so what the Padres like to do, we'd like to scholarship Chris Ello, the former left-hander of San Diego State Aztecs.
Uh-oh.
Invite you over to the camp.
What does that scholarship mean? As I have to play?
Yeah, you got to participate. But
I
we're
can't
scholarship
be like first
you.
Base coach or something.
Nope, we have enough coaches. We need bodies.
you got to
get your
Chris.
Tail out there, dude. You know
it is 90 feet between those bases, man.
Hey!
I promise
barely
you,
making around the softball
just start
field.
Stretching a little bit more. You'll be fine, Chris.
Sure.
But listen, if you could do that, all I'm saying is love to have you as one of my coaches out there. That way, you'd have plenty of time to go on air from 3 to 7, right there from the complex. You know, when we get done, it'd be great. I'd love to have you guys.
That
would be awesome.
That'd be a lot of fun.
I hope our boss Adam is listening.
Is there a way to keep Scraby here?
I can't control everything, gentlemen. But I'm doing, but right now it looks pretty good. If you guys are willing to do it, and I'm talking to the powers to be now.
The powers that be make it happen. I'm there.
Are you there?
I'm there.
Chris?
Randy, I'd do anything.
You know what? Before I say that, let me talk to the wife first, and then
my number one powers that be. Little CYA, never hurt anybody, boys.
You know my number one power that be.
Never hurt anybody. I can tell you that right now, but it's a wonderful time. 5 days of just, live, eat, and breathe the baseball.
I love this. 5 days, 6 nights. The camp is January 20th through 26th. Padres' first ever week-long Padres fantasy camp, and right there at the Peoria Sports Complex, and Randy Jones is kind of the commish. Now, there is a deadline to register, but that's not till January 4th. That doesn't mean wait till January 3rd. It just means you have a little time, kick it around, get your buddies together, and, get signed up.
I mean, you want more information, padres.com/fantasycamp. You can get all the information there, or call us there at the ballpark. But, hey, if you're looking for that one little thing, a great idea for a great baseball fan.
Is this a stocking stuffer?
Oh, yeah, it could be. A big stocking
this
stuffer.
This is a nice stocking
stuffer. This is a stocking
right
stuffer in a nice neighborhood.
That's a major league stocking
nice
stuffer. But it's going to be a lot of fun, and I encourage anybody that maybe you're on the fence thinking about doing it, you ought to do it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Do it. All right. Tony Gwynn Jr. Was at the Brewers one last. I know that most teams do this kind of thing.
Yes, almost every one of them. And in my hopes in the future years, when we get this thing going, I can see ourselves being a little more competitive, like play the Dodger Fantasy Campers and the Cincinnati Red Fantasy Campers. We're not just going to play ourselves all week. I see us intermingling with some of the other teams.
That's next level right there.
That's a bus trip. See, a bus trip down to play.
Now they are truly getting a big league experience.
Now you are getting my idea. Would that be great?
That would be
a lot of fun. That way, if you want to knock somebody down, Chris, I don't feel bad. It's just
I could buzz somebody and you wouldn't mind?
I don't care.
No fines for that in this league, in the fantasy league.
This is like serious baseball.
We do have Kangaroo Court.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
that's part of the real big league experience.
That is part of the experience.
You realize how much Scraby would be in the box of the kangaroo box if we had that here? Oh my gosh.
He'd be
What's a kangaroo box?
Kangaroo court.
kangaroo
court virtually is a silly man's court. Anything you do that's, everybody perceives, it thinks it's silly or dumb, it goes in that box, and you don't know about it a lot of times.
Oh!
It all of a sudden, your honor will be at the top. He'll have his gavel, and usually in a big league clubhouse, it's the guy who has the most time at service time.
Yeah.
So he'll go in, and he'll have his. Sometimes they get dressed up and have his little gavel. The first case will be brought to court. And
Tony Gwynn Jr. spilled his lunch on the floor, and then you have to end up paying a certain fine once they determine what it is.
And the fines are relatively small.
Relatively small for big league players.
Relatively small for everybody.
I'm sorry, they've moved up.
They've
had to move up.
Well, maybe
the salaries
moved up.
They gotta move up.
Wait, so these guys are going up against like. Player? Real pitching, like 90-mile-an-hour pitching, is that what's going on here?
No. It's
no.
Other.
No, I know that, but
other
like,
fantasy camp players.
You play against other people.
So what if Chris can throw 90? 90?
Yeah, do you see 90?
Yes, I still throw 90.
You'll see 90, but
yes,
trust
I still
me,
throw
Chris
90.
Can't throw 90.
Chris couldn't throw 90 when he was supposed to try.
You weren't
throw
90. 90 at 42 feet.
Ever, no.
Right?
I had some balls hit back at me at 90.
Yeah.
And faster.
I had a lot of those. Mark.
Yeah.
Let's ask you some Padre questions. What are your thoughts on the offseason thus far?
Very interesting that we really haven't made any moves yet. I'm not surprised whatsoever. I don't think you spend this many years and that much money putting together some of the best young talent that you can find in the world, I think. literally knowing AJ, he's gone everywhere and found, you know, talent. And you're just not going to give it away for nothing, just for a quick fix for a year. It's just not going to happen. And so I'm glad to see them being patient. I like Kinsler, you know, second base, the veteran guy, to go along with Hosmer. I'm very comfortable with that.
Yeah.
I think some of these young guys still need a little bit of that leadership. In those certain points, you know, you're right there on the fence where you're in a slump. Which way do I go? And that's where those veteran guys can come in and make a difference. You know that. I know that. And I think that's a great acquisition. But hey, they're not in a hurry. I don't see anybody signing free agents left and right.
I hear everybody in a hurry for them to get players because every time a name comes up, they're coming to the Padres.
But in the fans won it yesterday, and I understand that. But I like them being patient and hey, winning down, keep what you've got right now. There's a lot of great talent. You know, you got to be a little bit of patient with them, which is the hard thing to do.
I think that's the hardest thing for any team to do is just to remain.
Don't you think the pitching staff, though, these young guys like the Lowers and the Lucchesis and these guys could use a nice, stable veteran guy? I know they had Clayton Richard around last year, but somebody like that.
You need that stable guy. You really need that one person, and I know they're looking for him. I don't know. You know what the talks are going on, but
you were supposed to bring us some derby. I'm sorry, today. Come on now. This isn't fantasy talk anymore. This is real talk.
I've been bird hunting. All right, I've been out doing what I want. I haven't been down there.
You know, you kind of need that time. I see you out at the field. You probably have to feel more than I am during the season. So you kind of. A break is necessary.
A little, you know, not a lot, but
just a little bit.
A little bit.
Who is your favorite? Like prospect that you can't wait to see become kind of an everyday. I mean, is it an easy like Tatis thing or Urias?
There's no such thing as a favorite prospect. What I love is that I love all the arms that I've seen in spring training and in the film, you know, from some of our minor league guys. You know, all I can tell you is we got a lot of left-handers.
How about
Allen is I'm pretty excited about him.
Yeah.
I really am. And I got a chance to really talk to him a little bit this past week. He was in town helping us with some of our Christmas activities, the Padres we did. And I like the young man. He's got a good head on his shoulders. I like it.
Is it just because he's left-handed?
Yeah, well, that helps.
Well, look at the two guys that had the most success last year.
If he was right-handed, I wouldn't even talk to him.
It was Lucchesi and Lauer. Why do you think that they did so well last year? They had Randy helping them out.
Well, I tell lefty. You. And
Randy
and,
takes and care of his lefties.
And let's anticipate with these left-handers now. They got that's a lot of innings under their belt.
Yeah,
they got you better come back with a better idea or somebody's getting slapped. I'll tell you that. Come on. Let's get it done.
All right. What are you going to do with Will Myers?
I don't know.
That's the toughest question of all.
I think that's very hard.
I think that might be what is holding. If there is something happening, it might be what's holding
that might clog the whole transaction idea because where are you going to put him? Is he an outfielder? Is he an infielder?
I don't know.
No. What? Huh? I'm sorry.
Does he throw 90?
He might.
Oh, no. The hump. We're going to put him on the hump.
Put him on the mound.
Super utility.
All right. Randy Jones is
guys, I love it.
Randy this Jones is commissioning. That can't possibly be a word.
He's the commissioner.
The week-long Padres fantasy camp. First ever. I mean, honestly, this is the one you want to be a part of. You want to say to everybody, hey, I was at the first ever Padre fantasy camp. Go to padres.com/fantasycamp.
Start collecting Padre uniforms, man, every year.
You get a new uniform.
Name on the back. We're going big league.
The whole deal? What uniform is it? Is it the Browns? Is it the Mustards?
I guess it's
going to
be white.
Do you get
white.
To choose which one you want?
white, blue. I think, you know, might be a blue batting practice jersey, that type
For
of
For an day. Extra fee, can I choose, like, a brown one?
Nope. Oh. just get your cleats out and your glove out, man.
I love how Randy handles things. Nope. There's no discussion. Is that how the kangaroo court works also?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, there's definitely.
Excuse me, sir.
I remember Willie McCovey had no mercy when he was ours when I was playing. He was the veteran guy.
No mercy.
Oh, man.
I don't know. I've maybe seen two cases won by a defendant in all of kangaroo court history.
I think I had one.
You don't win very often.
You almost need video evidence to prove you didn't do it.
You're going to need something, a smoking gun, basically, to win your case.
The only way you can do it. All right, baseball fantasy camp, Padres fantasy camp, first ever. Deadline to register January 4th, so you got a couple of weeks, but get your folks together. Get to Padres.com.
Don't and miss be part Chris of the Hello very in Padre uniform, ladies and gentlemen.
Check out the lefty on the bump.
I actually look pretty good, and I would not go on the bump. I think I would try to play out at first base. I can't throw those. That's a long way, that 60-feet thing. I saw you try to do it last year, and you're a lot younger than me.
RJ, I promise you, once he gets around these dudes and he sees them throwing, his competitive juices
he'll
are going
to
kick.
Throw.
He's going to want to
throw. When he sees the arc on that fastball, right. He'll get out.
He's
going to
feel a lot more comfortable getting on the mound.
You know what? It's actually, that's a fair point. I will now throw the same speed as almost everybody else for the first time in my life. This could be a great opportunity for me.
I love opportunities.
Love opportunities. Well, you have the opportunity right now to sign up for the Padres' first ever week-long fantasy camp. Again, Padres.com/fantasy camp, and we'll see how many strings Randy can pull.
Yeah, we could be there.
Getting us down,
gentlemen.
There
I will see
there.
You out there, gentlemen.
All right, sir. Thanks.
Everybody have a great holiday season.
You
please.
Too. Thanks for coming.
Absolutely,
in.
Thank
Randy
you. Thanks
Jones,
for having me.
Padre royalty, as said correctly by Mr. Gwynn there. All right, thank you, Randy.
Wait, we want to tell you. Just saw something come across my phone. Bleacher Report.
What do you got?
Astros closing in on Michael Brantley. From the Indians.
Astros closing in on Michael Brantley.
Yeah.
Okay. Pretty good.
It's now time for the most electrifying segment in sports radio. Gwynn and Chris go through the best of the rest in the Big Five.
I really want to do this fantasy camp thing. I want to prove to you guys that I can smash some homers over the fence.
Smash some homers over the fence?
The fact that you're talking about smashing homers, I already know.
Bashing, smashing,
hitting. You don't even know the lingo.
What? You can say
smashing.
You can say smash.
Yeah, you can say it.
If we do the Padres fantasy camp and I throw a pitch and you smash it over a fence, I will stay in Peoria forever.
Well, I mean, that doesn't help either of us, because then that makes more work for me and Tony, trying to connect with
you
every day for Pierre.
I can't lose you, dog. You got to stay here. Sorry.
Number five.
Just think about it. Smashing homers over fences. San Diego now has two professional football teams. We know about the Fleet that will start in February 2019, but we also have another league that will start in February 2019 as well. The official announcement happened today, and the team will be named the San Diego Strike Force. The Strike Force will begin playing next year at the Pechanga Arena, San Diego, as the final addition to the 10-team indoor football league. And I'm pretty sure, Thomas and I looked this up, that former NFLer Brian Cox is the head coach of the team. So, Tony, you're up first. Do you think that both of these football leagues can survive in San Diego?
If I'm being honest, I don't think either of them will survive. And I don't know. I just don't see them surviving, either of them.
This is so grim, Chris.
I mean, because I mean, this is providing a livelihood for some people. I don't want that to be the case.
I don't think that these guys are going to be making a ton of money.
It doesn't matter how much money. I mean, this is money in people's pockets at the end of the day.
I honestly could see indoor football being more popular than the Fleet.
I could see that
being
more popular.
I think the Fleet will be very popular for a week or two. And then I think people will kind of, I think they'll get excited. They'll come out to games, I think, at the beginning. I'm talking about the AAF.
Yes.
First of all. The Fleet, I think, will be one of those things that people say, well, I'm going to go to the game to show the Chargers. Like, somehow that's going to be sticking it to the Chargers if you go to their game. So I think that you'll get a few people at that, but I think that'll ease down a little bit.
Shout out to my brother who bought Fleet season tickets.
Good.
So he said, I honestly asked him, are you going to go to every single game? And he said, yes, I'm going to go to every single game. Now, I guarantee you he doesn't go to every single game just because I know him. But people are excited about the Fleet and this indoor Strike Force team.
Like I said, I think they'll be excited. I've done indoor football here in San Diego. It'll be a small group of fans, similar to what the Gulls do, similar to what the Sockers do. Arena football is a pretty exciting sport. Yeah. I like it. It's fun. But will it overtake the town? No.
This is San Diego. I don't know that that's going to matter.
Well, it still could be successful without overtaking the town.
Well, it's only successful if it can last.
Yeah.
That's success.
That's true. Well, we'll see.
Yeah, we will.
Number four.
The Aztecs play in the Frisco Bowl on Wednesday, and much has been made out of the Aztecs playing in the Mountain West in the last couple years. People want them to move to the Big 12 or the Pac-12, but with Fresno State beating Arizona State in the Las Vegas Bowl and Utah State routing North Texas in the New Mexico Bowl, the Mountain West could have more top 30 teams than the ACC does and will have its most successful season as a conference since TCU and Utah left the conference. So, Chris, you're up first. Does that tell you that the Aztecs are okay staying in the Mountain West?
No, it doesn't. Is the Mountain West a Power Five conference? Does the Mountain West get a chance to play in the playoff?
Negative.
No. Does the Mountain West get to share in the millions upon bazillions of dollars?
Negative.
The Power Five conferences share?
Negative.
Then this is a silly question. Of course they should go if they can. Out of the Mountain West,
they have
the
a better,
Big 12 or the Pac. I don't care what the
records
are. They have
better teams than the ACC.
Not. They do not.
They had more bowl games than the ACC.
They have better teams, really? The Mountain West? Who could beat Clemson?
Just stop.
Clemson is out.
Come on.
Is another level.
Scraby.
Another
Come
level.
On.
But they have better teams than the ACC. They have more teams in the top 30 than the ACC. You cannot.
I don't care.
You cannot argue with numbers.
All right, so you stay in the Mountain West. Tony and I will go make our bazillion dollars in
and
the ACC.
And be 1-12 each year.
Oh, I don't think that'd be the case. They'd start out that way, but then they'd start building up the recruiting
talent. Let me ask you a question.
Tony.
What do you think the worst conference in the ACC is getting, like money-wise, from just
you
being
mean worst
in the
team?
Yes, just being in the ACC.
I have no idea.
I promise you it's probably substantially higher.
Believe
than anything.
Me, Duke, Virginia Tech, Miami of Florida, Virginia. These are big-time programs, Scraby. They're making millions upon millions of dollars. The Aztecs are not.
I agree with you, but...
That's it, then. Don't even
numbers show.
Your conversation.
Numbers show. More top theory teams in the ACC.
Oh, my goodness.
Number three.
Sports Business Journal released its annual list of the most influential people in sports business for 2018 today. And at number three, we have NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell. At number two, we have NBA Commissioner Adam Silver. And at number one, we have a group, the American Sports Gambler. And just for fun, LeBron was the most influential athlete at number 15, but... Quote, the American sports gambler has been the most influential person in sports biz for decades. It just took a United States Supreme Court decision to recognize it. That was said by retired New Jersey State Senator Raymond Lesniak, who was the guy who spearheaded New Jersey's quest to allow casinos and racetracks to offer sports betting. So, Tony, you're up first. Do you think the American sports gambler is the number one most influential group in sports?
It shouldn't be. But... It is. It makes sense that it is, considering how many of the four major sports that we watch that were strongly against gambling have all of a sudden changed their...
Oh, they're still strongly against gambling, as far as you and I know.
They've changed their stripes a little bit. So it doesn't surprise me that it's considered, that group is considered the most influential group in sports. And I don't want to get too much into this because this is a subject that I know Chris is very passionate about, and we'll cover it tomorrow, but I'm going to let him speak
Good.
On this. Run
this is
morning.
A big one. Chris, what
well,
do you think?
I'm going to save it for tomorrow.
Okay.
I really am. I've got a couple of quotes in this story from some of the people in the gambling world, and they're just, these people are myopic. They're absolutely missing the whole point of what is wrong with gambling and why it should not be as influential as it is, but I'll get into it more tomorrow. I might even take like a segment tomorrow.
We definitely should take a segment.
At least a segment tomorrow. This is an important story.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that gambling is the most influential thing in all of sports, that tells you a lot right there.
Our society.
It does. But
so let's
I
get
believe
into it tomorrow.
It. I believe it.
I know. I definitely
let's get into
believe
it.
More I believe it too.
Number two.
All right, here we talked about a little bit the Browns. The Browns have made a turnaround under interim head coach Greg Williams and now are 6-7-1 on the year with a little bit of hope for the playoffs. And on top of that, they are 4-2 under Greg Williams after beating the Broncos on Saturday. And that's when the internet made a big joke out of this stat from @NFL Research on Twitter. The tweet read, quote, Greg Williams has more wins in his first six games as the Browns head coach, which is four, than Hugh Jackson had in 40 games in that same position. Position, which is three. So, Chris, is it fair to compare the two records?
Compare the two records.
Compare the two coaches as, you know, Greg Williams does a better job because he got to four wins faster?
I'll give Greg Williams the benefit of the doubt at this point until I find out that he's running some sort of scheme to pay his players for knocking out opposing players.
Good point.
He's done a nice job with Cleveland, but I think it's everyone's overlooked the work that Hugh Jackson put in to at least get the Browns respectable. And Greg Williams has done a nice job pushing them another step forward.
I mean, he had DeShone Kizer last year, who I don't even know who he had the first year. RG3 was his quarterback 1 year. So, but what do you think, Tony? Do you think it's fair to compare the two?
I'll pretty much reiterate what Chris said. You got to give Greg Williams some credit, because it could have very well gone the other way as soon as he took over, where everybody just shut him out. But I think at the end of the day, I think there does. Some of this work was already done for Greg Williams. I mean, the talent was already there. It was just a matter of getting these guys to play together. I do believe that there was some serious backstabbing going on in that coaching staff.
Yeah.
The more this kind of unravels,
there's
some serious stuff going on in that coach's room.
Number one.
The Packers have had a lost season this year, and Aaron Rodgers has taken a little bit of a PR hit ever since Mike McCarthy was fired. People have been vocal about Aaron Rodgers in a negative way. Former Packer Leroy Butler tweeted over the weekend, quote, "I mean, really, if you can't outplay Mitch Trubisky, how good are you? Aaron's only job is to outplay the other quarterback. Agree? You will never win scoring 17 points," end quote of that tweet. So, Tony, what does it tell you that former Packers and other teammates are not afraid to now criticize Aaron Rodgers?
It tells you how quick you can go from pretty much untouchable to all of a sudden having lots of chink in your armor. And listen, I think Aaron didn't do himself any favors. He didn't really stop any of the talk going on that he was pushing for the fire of McCarthy. He didn't really put any stop the media from talking about their disagreements. He kind of played into it. And so what happens when the head coach actually gets fired and Mike McCarthy, people will blame you for it. And that's what's happening right now. He's going to take a serious PR hit the rest of this season, probably into this offseason until they find a new head coach.
Chris?
First of all, the guy who made the tweet is stupid because four teams have scored 17 points, won yesterday. So
good point.
To say that you can't win if you score 17 points is completely
Leroy Butler
wrong. Secondly, I respect Leroy Butler. He was a pretty good player back in the day. I'd rather you I guess you can't. I don't care for guys that are done who sit there on their porch and kick the kids off the front
lawn. I got to go, guys. I'll see you later.
That type of thing.
what just happened?
I think what Tony thinks I'm referring to is the fact that it's easy once you've retired to sit there and be very critical of somebody that you're no longer come in contact with. But if you had a problem with Aaron Rodgers, did you ever mention it to Aaron Rodgers when you were there?
Leroy Butler never played with Aaron Rodgers. He didn't. They never came across each other.
Retired long before. I was basically saying that. That's kind of me. I've retired and I have an opinion about a lot of guys.
So that means I gotta go.
Yeah.
No, I'm not kicking you out. No, I think you're honest. I guess Leroy Butler's being honest here. I think Rodgers has backed himself into a corner and he's taking some shots now because they're losing. That's all.
You know, losing kind of brings all
It
brings all these folks out talking about you.
Seems like that happens. I mean, Cam Newton's the next guy. He can't get a break.
Yeah, we'll hear about him all offseason, probably.
Or a lot tonight, coming up next, as the Panthers take on the Saints. And if the Saints lose, they're done. We'll be back at 3 o'clock tomorrow to talk about it. Thank you, Matt Scraby and the gang. I'm Chris Ello.
I'm Tony Gwynn Jr.
Gwynn and Chris.
San Diego's only FM sports station, 97.3, The Fan.
Jim Gray from Westwood One with a Monday Night Football preview brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Try the Mac Stack, mac and cheese with slow-smoked meats, dickies.com. Coming up, the New Orleans Saints travel to Charlotte to face Cam.